with the conditions and stipulations that I'm going to propose that, that should address all my concerns and perhaps those of the other commissioner members.
Right, sir.
And with that in mind, sir, I move that we approve conditional use 1689 for Michael and Nancy Chorman for an automotive repair shop based upon a record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The property is directly across from Seacoast Speedway, and there is a hair salon and possibly a masonry contractor operating from the same subdivision. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. There will not be any outside storage of any type, including but not limited to cars, equipment, tires, automotive parts, scrap metal parts, or other materials used as part of the applicant's business. No vehicles for sale will be displayed outside on the premises. No repair work will be performed outside. No vehicles under repair shall be operated outside. The shop will only be operated between the hours of 5:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, and between the hours of 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. There will be no Sunday hours. As stated by the applicants, there will not be any signs on the property advertising the business. Any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. Any dumpster on the site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties. And the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. For motion.
Second.
To move and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 1689, Michael and Nancy Chorman, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. And for those of you who are not frequent attenders here at Planning and Zoning, we would kindly ask you to turn your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like for you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated by the Chairman, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, telephonic device, or beeper with you, please take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, then the director will review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present its exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents. However, no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1690, Delmar Plumbing Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a plumbing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 10.56 acres, more or less, lying east of Route 382, also known as Route 20, and being 600 feet south of Route 17. For the benefit of the commission, earlier this week, the commission was provided with a copy of a booklet, or an exhibit booklet, which was provided by the applicant. The booklet contains a reference to the application and a site location map, a copy of a deed, a DLDOT support facilities report, 8 letters in support of the conditional use and signatures of neighbors in support of the conditional use, some proposed conditions, an online map tax parcel delineation, an online map tax ditch delineation, and an online map of orthography. And that is a part of the record, and all the commissioners have copied it, I believe. If they don't, I've got extras. I've also received three agency comments. One, I believe, is part of the record in the exhibit booklet, but I'll reference it anyway. It's a support facilities report from DLDOT. Makes reference to the present zoning AR1, proposed zoning AR1 with conditional use. The road reference being Zion Church Road from Route 384 to the stoplight at Route 17. There's an annual average daily traffic of 4,147 vehicles per day with a summer average of 5,419 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Present level of service, the level of service C, and will not change as a result of this application. Second correspondence being a memorandum from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I'm making reference to this application, makes reference to the application, the site, the location, the proposed use, and the size of the parcel. The parcel is not located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district. It is in the Roxana planning area. The only additional comment is that the project proposes to use an on-site septic, and they've provided no additional comments or reference to sanitary sewer. A concept plan is not required, and that information was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And lastly, I have a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, dated July 9th. The site is contains soils of Hamilton loamy sand, Malacca mucky sandy loam, a neat name now, a Malacca berry land complex soils. What it says. The applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of construction. The site does have areas containing hydric soils. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected. A tax ditch may be affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. As far as on-site drainage improvements, they will be required to follow state sediment and stormwater guidelines. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, copy of a soil map for the area, and a copy of the soil reports for the area and the different types of soils, and also a report on prime and other important farmlands are part of the record. And that's all I have, gentlemen, at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Chair recognizes Mr. Hutt.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, Chairman, members of the commission. My name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney with the firm of Wilson, Halbrook & Byard. I'm actually pinch hitting tonight for Mr. Byard, who I'll tell you all, he's off down in Louisiana fishing. So you can give him a hard time, see what he caught, and I guess the next time he appears before you.
Duly noted.
As was just read into the record by Mr. Lank, this is an application. The application was filed by Delmar Plumbing, Inc., and it is actually now known by a different name, which is MDP Plumbing, Inc., It is the exact same owners. The artificial entity has simply changed names from one artificial entity name to MDP Plumbing, Inc. With me tonight, I have two of the owners, if you could, Abel Rodriguez and his son, Stephen Rodriguez. And there are two other owners, also Mr. Rodriguez's sons, Fabian Rodriguez and Christopher Rodriguez. Also with me tonight is Greg Hook with Sempler Surveying, if you have any questions about the site plan that was submitted to the commission. This is a 10.5-acre piece of land that was used, as you can see from the site plan, there are existing chicken houses, so it was used. There's two existing chicken houses. It was used as a chicken farm, and the proposed use would be as part of MDP Plumbing's business. What they intend to do with the property is to, basically, it's going to be the point where their employees would come to pick up the merchandise that they're going to be using that day. There's no on-site sales of any sort that would go on here. It's largely just a storage place and a place where the people can coordinate and go to pick up their supplies and materials and then go out from there to their different job sites. The piece of property, just to orient you a little bit, is right near the intersection of Roxana Road and Zion Church Road, which is Route 17 and 20. There will not be a negative impact on, it's not inconsistent with some of the uses that are in the area. If you look at the booklet that was submitted, and is part of the record now, if you look at tab A at the site location map, there's actually some, if you look right near the intersection, there's actually some B1 property that's there. There are other probably conditional uses in the area. In addition to not being a negative, in addition to not being inconsistent with the area in general, if you look at the traffic impact study report, which was included as tab C, as Mr. Lank read into the record, there was no traffic study that was necessary, but probably even more remarkable about the study, at least when I reviewed it, was that if you look at the vehicles per day and vehicles per hour, it didn't change by even one vehicle with the conditional use, which indicates that DelDOT doesn't view there as being any impact based upon this. The site itself, if you have the site plan out in front of you, you will see that along Zion Church Road or County Road 382, there is a dwelling in the front, and then it goes back, and there's a chicken house kind of in the narrow neck piece that leads back to the larger portion towards the rear of the property where there's an existing barn and a chicken house. The area between the buildings that are shown on there, the proposed buildings and the barn and the rear of the property, is under cultivation. I believe the farmer who farms that is Richard West, down in the Roxana area. And at the very rear of the property, when you look at the orthographic map, which is the tab H of the exhibits, you'll see that there is a tiny little patch of woods at the rear of the property. The MDP Plumbing, or Delmar Plumbing as it was previously known, has been in business for a number of years, which is set forth in pretty good detail in the support letters. There's letters from RDM or Mike Lynn, Berge and Company, Jim Berge, Carl Freeman Companies, M&H, which is Miranda and Hart Contracting, Weinstein Supply, Thomas Somerville Company, Penco Company, Ryan Holmes. These are all entities, I'm sure, which this body is very familiar with, and Delmar Plumbing has been in business serving these and any other number of businesses for many years. If you turn to tab E of the booklet that was submitted to the council, to the Planning Commission. There are some proposed conditions that have been set forth there. The first is that the hours of operation will be from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. And as I said before, operation is kind of a very loose term there, because largely it's just a staging facility where the employees would go to pick up their supplies and their goods for the day's work. The second one is that parking would be as shown on the site plan and shall be provided to accommodate not less than 15 service vehicles. The third condition being that there would be no gas or diesel fuel storage or waste oil storage. The fourth condition would be that the existing home, which is right on the front of the property along Zion Church Road, could be used as an office. The fifth condition is that there be an unlit sign with a maximum size of 3 feet by 6 feet along Zion Church Road. And of course that this last condition would be the final site plan would be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I included in the booklet that you have in front of you a copy of the online tax map just to help orient everybody. It shows Zion Church Road and Roxana Road. Tab G is simply a rather grainy showing of all of the tax ditches, and you can see which tax ditches are affected by the property, and they are also shown on the survey which was submitted. Tab 8 is the orthographic picture, and that's included just so you can see the existing structures that are there. Again, you can see the two chicken houses that are there, as well as the barn. The existing home towards the front of the street is kind of obscured by the nature of the printing. If I could, I was going to ask Mr. Rodriguez if you could. You've heard the proposed conditions that I proposed, and you've have you reviewed this survey for the conditional uses?
Yes.
And is this what you intend to do with?
Mr. Rodriguez will need to introduce himself into the record, please. So that
if you,
I can understand what I can hear.
You need to introduce yourself to the chairman.
I'm Abel Rodriguez, okay. And I'm from this company which I run with my kids, my sons. I got three sons. And no matter what I can say, we pretend to get a...
That's all I need, was your name. We're good.
A permit to be able to use as a deposit. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
No sale to the public, you know.
I understand. Okay, Mr. Hutt, you can go ahead.
Thank you. That's it. What would you be using the chicken houses for that are on the site?
We mainly use the one on the back, and we use it for deposit of tubs, toilet materials, you know, plumbing material. That's it. The rest of the ground is going to be used as agriculture, you know.
Will you be disturbing any of the area that's used for agriculture?
No. It's been used for agriculture for many years, and that's going to keep being the same way.
Thank you.
That's it.
Essentially, members of the commission, instead of the site storing chickens, it will store plumbing goods. It's just a conversion of the use largely from the chicken houses containing chickens and the different vendors that visit a chicken farm to plumbing items and supplies being stored on the site. That concludes our application, and if the commission has any questions of me or the Rodriguez's or Mr. Hook, we stand ready for any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Smith, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Mr. Hutt and Mr. Hook, for knowing there are things in life more important than fishing. And looking at the site plan, you're proposing two new buildings in addition to the, what was a former barn, manure shed, and the chicken houses. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And, all right. they, in essence, I guess, would be screened somewhat from view of the neighbors because they're going to be within the parameters of the existing structures on the site.
So. That's correct. There's the existing barn there that's shown there is a pretty substantial pole barn. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, of course, is the chicken house, which has obviously been there for some time.
Unless there's a reason for it, if this were to be moved forward and looked favorably upon by the commission, would the applicant be adverse to moving those parking spaces that are near the lands of the Raybuck Grovers maybe to another area that wouldn't be quite so close to the property line, perhaps back by the 12x40 loading spaces? Or is there a reason those spots would need to be there?
The reason, I'll speak first and then he can correct me if I go astray. The reason that it's my understanding that those are there is because they're towards the rear of the property, you get into the cultivation.
I see.
And they were going to leave that as agricultural cultivation and not disturb that. But is there room? The question is there room to parking. Put these parking places?
Well, parking we have here. And we have more than what we need because most of the people, they just go to work. They don't leave the car there.
The question from the commission member was, is there room to put it back, to put the parking?
Yeah, we could put some parking, you know, put them back here, yeah. Because we have this, it's a barn over here, and there's a little roof here you can go under and park over here. Make a straight line with this building.
Where does
for some cars there or trucks.
Where does the field start, where that's farmed?
Right here. You come here. You can drive around, come under this roof here. See the roof there? You go under the roof, and you can park over here, right behind this barn.
Thank you. Does the plumbing concern have need for an on-site dumpster?
You keep a dumpster on site, on this site?
No, we don't. Well, we take them, we bring one every time. If we have a big amount of material coming in, then we bring it to dispatch the boxes and whatever trash it come, you know.
So any trash, debris, and any type of storage, then it's the opinion of the applicant that that can adequately be shielded from outside view through inside storage on any of these, either the new proposed buildings or the existing?
Correct.
Former poultry houses. Okay. Does the applicant anticipate there being deliveries on site?
Yes. Material is delivered to the site. No gas. If you say gas,
no, just deliveries.
Yes, delivery, yes, materials. Piping, fittings, or whatever related to plumbing.
Can those deliveries occur within the parameters of your suggested hours of operation?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because the houses, they work from 8 to 4 anyway. They're delivered from 8 to 4.
Thank you. The suggestion of the existing home being used as an office, how many employees would that have? And is there provisions
office,
for parking?
On the office?
Yes.
One, if one. The main office we have in Maryland. We had to have an office here in Delaware. So at the most, be one there.
Question was, how many employees in the office?
Pardon me?
How many employees?
One.
Yeah, one.
Just one? Okay.
There's one.
Okay. Does the applicant think that he would want to augment any of the lighting that's on the site now? Any security lighting?
What?
Would you like security lighting on your buildings?
Yes. We also have cameras.
You have?
Cameras on the building for security.
Just one last question at this time. If you think, would a gate at the lane that is somewhere between the existing dwelling and the westernmost chicken house, would that help the applicant and his security?
Actually, and
just a gate on that lane, would that be a consideration or superfluous?
There is presently a gate on the lane. And the gate was installed, it was explained to me just a few moments ago, because there was people that were going there and changing their oil in their cars and mm-hmm. and leaving the oil right there.
So the existing gate would remain?
Correct.
All right. Excellent. No other questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Gordy.
No questions. Did you tell them we put the gates to avoid that?
Mr. Robertson?
Mr. Robertson.
Sorry. Mr. Johnson. Mr. Michael B. Johnson.
Mr. Smith, in his customary thoroughness, has asked all the questions I might have.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I have one. Are both the chicken houses staying in play? Are they both? So both of them become storage warehouses?
Correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
That it? Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Katz?
Just two questions. Any need for outside storage, or can it all be within the...
For my outside storage? Yeah, because I have big jobs around that area, and I cannot put them on the job sites.
No, but the material that will be on this site, can it all be within the existing buildings or the new buildings?
We are doing, by example, to give you an example, we are doing Bayside. It's on Route 50, 54, and 20. Just down the road from where we are working. Plus, we're doing another project around there. You know? And we got to have a central place where we can have the pipe and fillings.
But will all the material be able to be placed in these buildings?
The building.
All right. So if we had a limit.
Any piping be in this barn.
Okay. Yeah. So if there were a limitation on the approval that there be no outside storage.
No.
That would be acceptable?
That's correct.
Okay. And the other question, tax ditch easements have been an issue recently. Are the proposed buildings outside the tax ditch maintenance boundary? Have you checked the width of the maintenance boundary?
We have not looked into the exact width of the maintenance boundary, but we did show them on there, and we would obviously comply with whatever Sussex Conservation required with respect to that.
That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No question.
All right, then. All right, gentlemen, we thank you. If you will kindly take a seat for a minute, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1690 Delmar Plumbing Incorporated? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1690?
I'm not speaking in opposition.
I understand that.
Three letters were given to the Rodriguezes, two of which are clearly in support, two of which are actually kind of updates from RDM and Carl Freeman Company in support. The last one is the neighbor right in front of the property, it looks like. And it is in favor, although there is a handwritten note on there that is, I can read for the commission if they like. And
sure.
Then I'll submit these.
They're not included in the booklet that we have?
They are not. They were just given to the Rodriguezes earlier.
Sure. If you would pass them to Mr. Robertson, we do have a 72-hour rule, but this is something from the public, which I think would be acceptable.
Yeah, I think they're all...
We can submit them. We'll put them on the record as being in favor. I'll ask again, is there anyone here that wishes to speak in opposition to conditional use 1690? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, I just have one more question for Mr. Hutt, since he has alleged that he is an attorney.
All attorneys in the state of Delaware are furnished a bar number. We were wondering if you would share yours with ours so that we can put you on the list.
I will share my bar number, which is 4037. I just hope that the commission doesn't think that there's some sort of ranking by bar number. because Mr. Schrader's bar number is 53. And Mr. Byard's is 375, and I would hate for the commission to think that because I'm 4037 that there's some sort of ranking that went on there.
Well, I would have thought that I always thought that it was done in the order of first come, first serve, and I would have thought Mr. Byard's would be about number four or something. Apparently not, but we thank you for that information. And we will close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1693 H&L Land Company, LLC.